We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Ham Yaakov ben Bichum Saluia. We are Mi Leperek Beis Mishnah Ches. Chatos Va'asham V'zivchai Shal Meit Zibur Malin Bahen Misha Hukdashu. Now we move on to the Kachay Kachim of Chatos and Asham and the Zivchai Shal Meit Zibur, which although they are Shlamim, nonetheless, they have the status of Kachay Kachim. These are the Kivsei Atzeres, the famous two sheep that are brought on Shavuos, along with the Shtei HaLechem, they're also Kachay Kachim. So these Kachay Kachim, Chatas Asham, the two Kivsei Atzeres, which are Shlomim, Shalmei Tzibur, become subject to Me'ilah from the moment that you designate them, you consecrate them. Misha Hukdashu, Nishchatu, once they are slaughtered, Hukshru, they now become prepared to have the potential to become Pasul, Lihi Pasil, B'Tzvul Yom. If a Tzvul Yom touches the quasi-Tamei person, touches them, so that he can disqualify them, these Kachay Kachim, Uva Mechusar Kippurim, the Zav, the Yoledes, who are lacking the full atonement on the eighth day, so they can make they can disqualify if they touch these Kachay Kachim at this point, once the Shechita was done, Uvalina. And that means that if the blood is sprinkled after Shkia, so that can also disqualify these Karbanos. That's after Shechita. Nizrak Daman, once the Zrika is done, Chayavin Aleya Mishun Pigol Nosar V'Tame. So then the Pigol, Nosar, and Tame, a Chiyuvim can set in. Ein Malin Babasar. But once the Zrikas Adam was done, so there's no basar, the flesh is not subject to Me'ilah, as we know, because the Kohanim are going to eat the meat from the Chatas and Asham. So therefore, once the Zrika happens, there's no more Me'ilah. Aval Malin Ba'imurim, but these are Kachay Kachim, so therefore the Eimurim, the fats that are placed on the Mizbeach, are subject to Me'ilah. In fact, they were subject to Me'ilah before this as well. Ad sheyetzu lebeis hadeshen, until they're burnt out in the Beis Hadeshen, and we've defined that as well in the past. Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, we move on to the Shtei HaLechem. On Shavuos, along with the Kivsei HaTeres, we bring two Lechem. These are Chametz, the only Chametz in the Beis HaMikdash besides 10 of the 40 loaves of the Karbon Todah. Everything else was Matzah. And what was done on Shavuos was Tenufa. The two Kivsei Atzeres were waved along with these Shtei HaLechem. When you shechted the Kivsei Atzeres from the previous Mishnah, these Shtei HaLechem now become part of the entire Karbon. And whatever avodos permit whatever avodos are involved with the Kivsei Atzeres have an effect also on the Shtei HaLechem. So for example, once let's say you do the Zrika that now allows the meat of the Kivsei Atzeres to be eaten by the Kohanim, it's Kachay Kachim, eaten by the Kohanim, so that will allow the loaves to be eaten by the Kohanim as well. If the blood, let's say, was sprinkled and there was some psul in that avodah, so the same way the Kivsei Atzeres become disqualified, the Shtei HaLechem become disqualified as well. So our Mishnah begins, Shtei HaLechem, Malin Bahen Misha Hukdashu. The Shtei HaLechem, whatever the Shtei HaLechem are, we made obviously a flour. The Shtei HaLechem becomes whatever ingredients are in the Shtei HaLechem, Me'ilah will apply to them once you consecrate them. That's important to realize is the difference between the Shtei HaLechem and the Karbanos of animals and birds that we've discussed before. When a person is makdish, an animal or a bird, so that gives the animal Kedushas HaGuf. The Shtei HaLechem, which are a mincha, when he is makdish it or verbally, and he says this is going to be Kadosh, so that mincha, which a Shtei HaLechem is a type of mincha, so that gives the ingredients of that mincha, of that Shtei HaLechem, only kedushas damim, only monetary kedusha. Of course, the Me'ilah will apply either way, but it's important to realize that the mincha karbanos will only have kedushas haguf when they're designated, but rather when they're placed in a kli shares. And the Shtei HaLechem, which are baked in an oven, so the oven becomes their kli shares, as we will see. And even when they're placed in the oven, we'll see that the author of this Mishnah holds, even that's not going to be makdish, then we have to wait to a certain stage where those Shtei HaLechem become ready to be used as a karban, and that's only when they get a little crusty. And that's what the next line of Mishnah means. Karmu batanur. Once they, the when do we say that there's going to be the psul of a tevul yom? He makes it if he touches them on mechusa kippurim. That's only when they are ready to be used as a karbon. When's that? Number one, they have to be placed in the oven. But even more so, karmu batanur. They have to develop a crust during that process of baking. According to some, it means when if the bread would break apart and they know it, strands of dough. So that would be karmu batanur. That's considered developing a crust. So at that moment, then they're subject to become disqualified by Tevul Yom or Mechusar Kippurim that touches them. Our Mishnah happens to be the opinion of Rebbe, who says that, as we explain, you need the oven, which is the klisharis, and then and they have become ready to be brought as a, they have kedushas or karbon, when they're fit to be brought as a karbon, the shtei alechem, only when they become crusty. So that is Rebbe's opinion. It happens to be the Chachamim disagree. There's another opinion that holds that the shtei alechem become kadosh even at a later stage, not even when they're placed in the oven and they have develop a crust, but rather when you shecht the shtei halechem. So that's going to be at a later stage. So only then do we say that the shtei halechem, when you shecht the kifsei atzeres, then the shtei halechem will now be endowed with kedushas haguf from the kedushas damim, the monetary sanctity that it had prior to this. So again, the Mishnah says shtei halechem, the me'ila begins once you designate them, misha huktashu. But karmu, when did they become ready for the psul of psul yom nechusu kiburim? Karmu vatanur, they become crusty in the oven. That's the klishares. Huchshuli pasel b'tevul yom of nechusu kiburim v'lishchot aleihem es hazevach. Now what this means is that you can't shech the kivsei hateres that come along with the shtei alechem until the shtei alechem are ready. So they have to become crusty in the oven. But why is it necessary to wait till this point? Because the Torah speaks about lechem. It doesn't have the status of lechem. It's dough until it's in the oven and it develops a crust. So if you're supposed to shech the shtei kivsei hateres, the two sheep, shlamim, kachay kachim of Shavuos, at the point where, and they're associated with the shtei halechem, they go hand in hand, they're part of the same karbon. So then it has to be shtei halechem, they're not shtei halechem until they're in the oven and they bake a little bit. So only when they develop a crust, now can you shecht the kivsei atzeres. Now, in the previous Mishnahs we've had on this list, once it becomes sanctified as a carbon, so then it's susceptible to tevul yom, psul, and chusu kippurim. The other Mishnahs always had the word lina. Why is there no lina here? Lina meant, the zrikas adam after sprinkling it after shkia. So here, why don't we speak about lina regarding the shtei halechem? Lina also means leaving something overnight. So the reason is because lina is not an issue. The Bar Tanur explains this. He says, v'hachalo garasino nevelina, mishim d'shtei halechem ne'efos me'erev yom tov. When do you bake the shtei alechem? You don't bake them on Shavuos, you bake them erev yontif. Shenavi yasando chesayontif. The baking of the shtei alechem, this is not for, this is a carbon for the Beis HaMikdash. So that's not doche yontif. You can bake for yourself, but not for the Beis HaMikdash, not for a carbon. So since you did anyway the afio yesterday on yontif, even echalos lemachar b'yontif, then they're eaten tomorrow on yontov, so already there's lina. So obviously lina is not a problem. So that's why we don't mention that in the Mishnah. Nizrak daman shel kavasim. Once you do the zrikas adam of the shtei kifsei atzeres, then the Mishnah says chayavin alei mishum pigel nos rabitame. So that we understand. Once the zrikas adam happens, so then the iser of pigel noser and tummy begins. But that is the that applies to the shtei alechem as well. We said the zrika of the shtei kifsei atzeres will affect the lechem. So let's say the time that you shechted the kavasim, you had in mind to eat one of the shtei alechem, one of the chalos of the shtei alechem, shalobis manan beyond the time, so they become pigul. And anyone who would eat from them after the zrika sadam would be chayiv karetz. And no sevetame as well would apply. Ve'ein v'hem mi'ila. But once the zrika sadam of the kavasim was done, so then the shtei alechem are mutter to be eaten by the kohanim. And therefore, Mi'ilah will no longer apply.